有一天呢，有一条猪就跟一只鸡呢，就去探访他们附近的一个贫民区。
One day, this pig along with a chicken went to this area to actually visit the some people who are poor people in the area.
他们就见到了他们这些人呢，的生活呢，真是很困苦啊。
They actually notice that these people are very, are really suffering quite a bit.
很多人呢，连早饭都没有机会吃的，就要去工作。
A lot of people would actually have to go to work without even the breakfast.
那么呢，这条猪就建议他说，我们就会这些穷人呢，每一天预备一个早餐。
The pig suggested the following, that we would prepare breakfast for these poor people every morning.
那么这条鸡想了一想，他就建议，我们就为他们预备一个传统的美国人的早餐给他们吃好了。
So the chicken suggested we would actually provide a traditional American breakfast to these people.
这条猪听了以后呢，脸都变了颜色，他就说不能不能，一定不能。
The pig, the minute he hears about it, and say, actually his face changes color and say, no way, there's no way.
他就问，鸡妈妈，他说，你了不了解呢？美国人的传统的早餐是吃什么的呢？
The pig said to the mother hen and said, don't you realize what the traditional American, what kind of food they have for breakfast?
他们就是吃鸡蛋跟烟。
They would actually have eggs and fried eggs and also bacon.
鸡蛋对鸡妈妈来说呢，只是一个奉献，就是一个捐献一样。
The eggs to the mother hen is only a some sort of contribution.
Yeah, contribution. 但是烟肉对我来说呢，就是要我的命了。
But for me, bacon is like taking my life.
根据美国统计的美国人里面呢，有接近80% 的人呢，说他们是以耶稣基督为他们的神的。
According to American census, there are actually over about 78% is God professing Christians.
但是有多少人了解？当他们说我以耶稣为我们的神的意思，这句话的意思呢？
But how many people truly recognize and actually understand what it means by a God of mine?
就好像呢，在我们看出埃及记的时候呢，以色列人在埃及面对逼迫。
It's like when we're reading the book of Exodus, the Israelites were facing the Egyptians.
那么呢，摩西就来到以色列人面前，告诉他，我们耶和华要拯救你啊。
When they're facing this persecution, Moses would go to these people, the Israelites, and say, God is going to save you.
那么呢，他们都很高兴，因为呢，知道神要救他们，脱离他们的痛苦啊。
They're all very happy because they know that God is actually will remove them from their sufferings.
所以呢，出埃及记四章的31节，他就这些以色列人听到以后呢，知道耶和华眷顾他们的困苦，他们就低头下拜。
So the Israelites recognize that God is going to know under them the suffering, so actually they bow and praise God.
但是以色列人了解耶和华是他们的神这句话的意思吗？
But does the Israelites know what it means by saying that Jehovah is their God?
所以呢，今天我们就要来研究一下，当我们说耶和华或者是耶稣是我们的神的时候，这句话的含义在是什么？
So today we're going to examine what the implication when we say this is a Jehovah is God of mine. What does that mean?
当以色列人接受耶和华是他们的神的时候呢，其实是有两个意思。
When the Israelites accepted God is their God, there are really two meanings.
第一呢，就是他们要离开埃及。
The first one is that they would be leaving Egypt.
这个就是第五章的第一节里面呢，摩西对法老说，神说容我的百姓去。
And this is can be found in chapter 5, verse 1, and when the when actually Moses had to say, "Let my people go."
神是要拯救以色列人。
And God wants to save the people of Israel.
是要他们从他们的痛苦里面离开。
So that they can be removed from the sufferings.
但是他救他们的方法就是带他们离开埃及。
And the way to save them is to remove them from Egypt.
他们不能仍然住在埃及，但是得到神的拯救。
They cannot still be living in Egypt and yet and can be can receive God's salvation.
因为埃及其实就是以色列人痛苦的来源。
And Egypt is the source of suffering for the people of Israel.
所以呢，他们的困苦跟他们住的地方埃及的是分不开来的。
So their suffering and where they live, which is Egypt, cannot be separated.
以色列人不能一方面接受神的拯救，一方面仍然住在埃及。
And God, the people of Israel cannot, on one hand, receive God's salvation, and yet still be living in Egypt.
其实这个也是我们基督徒今天接受耶稣成为我们的救主的背后的意思。
And that is also the meaning behind us Christians accepting Jesus Christ.
这个就是在哥罗西书一章十三节说，他就是耶稣救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And this is in the same way what is being discussed in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. For he, which is Jesus, has saved, rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
所以呢，当神救我们的时候，其实他就是救我们脱离这个黑暗，进到他的爱子，就是耶稣的国里面。
When God saved us, and that is to actually take us away from Egypt and enter into His kingdom.
我们必须要放弃我们现在在住在黑暗这个地位，要愿意离开黑暗，进到光明当中。
And that is, we have to leave where we live, which is the darkness, into the light.
所以当我们信耶稣的时候呢，其实这个决定不单只是好像我们说一个上天堂的一个决定。
So when we actually make the decision, not only are we actually making a decision to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
其实也是一个决定呢，就是我们愿意离开黑暗，就是离开罪恶的意思。
And there is also a decision that we will leave darkness, and that is leave sin.
其实这个也是耶稣基督呢，他最开始在传道的时候的内容。
And that is also when Jesus first preached about the gospel.
马可福音一章十五节说。一切满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
And you can actually see that in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news."
悔改的意思呢，就是转弯的意思。
The meaning of actual repentance is actually making a U-turn.
我们每一个人呢，都是面对这个世界，离开背，我们的背都是离开神的。
And for us, actually, our back is actually turned to against God.
所以呢，我们都是走向罪，走向这个世界，走向死亡。
And then actually, we are all walking down the path of death, walking towards sin.
当你悔改的意思的时候呢，你就是把好像你的方向转过来，那么呢，你的念就是像面对神了。
When we repent, and that is we turn 180 degrees, and actually be facing God.
那么你的背就是背着这个世界。
And that is your back will be facing the world.
当我们悔改的时候，我们才能够。 接受相信这个福音。
When we repent, that's when we actually can receive this gospel.
所以你可以说了，悔改跟信福音呢，是你可以说，有人说就好像，银币上的两面一样，就是同时发生的事情。
And that is to say that when you repent and also receive gospel, it's really the two sides of a coin. Actually, both things happen at one time.
这个离开呢是，还有这个离开呢是一个永远的离开啊。
And also this departure or leaving is actually a permanent one.
因为当摩西告诉法老的时候呢，他们要走三天的路程去敬拜神的时候呢，他不是对法老说我们告假期三天，不是这个意思。
So when actually Moses told Pharaoh that they would actually have to take this 3-day journey, it's not like they're just going to be taking 3 days of vacation.
如果只是放假三天呢，法老没有反应这么大的。
So if you actually they say we're just going to be have the 3 days of holiday, Pharaoh wouldn't be objecting to it.
法老是了解他们要走三天的路程的意思，就是他们要离开埃及他们的控制的范围底下。
Pharaoh recognized that when they were to take a 3 days journey, they would be totally away from Pharaoh's control.
我们也是，当我们决定耶稣是我们的神，接受耶稣成为我们救主的意思，我们就是愿意离开罪的权势，来到神的权势底下。
In the same way, if we actually receive the Jesus Christ, then actually will we be away from the control of Satan.
什么人会做这个决定？就是我们会愿意离开世界，离开罪呢？
Who would make this kind of decision that you will leave the world, leave the sin?
就是这些人明白在罪里面的痛苦的人。
And that is, these are the people who actually would understand what it means by the suffering under sin, with the sin.
如果这个人不明白罪的痛苦的时候，不讨厌罪的时候，他不会愿意去悔改。
For those who actually don't understand the pain of being the sin, they would not want to depart.
第二个，我的神的含义的意思呢，就是侍奉敬拜神。
The second meaning of actually God of mine is actually to serve and worship God.
当摩西解释给法老听他们要离开埃及的时候呢，他是告诉法老呢，他们要去旷野里面向神守节。
So when Moses told Pharaoh that they would be leaving, that he said they're going to hold a festival in the wilderness.
第三节里面呢，也告诉我们呢，就是他们呢要向耶和华自治耶和华我们的神。
It's also in the chapter 3, it's also saying that the people of Israel would actually worship God in the mountains.
其实呢，在第三章里面呢，出埃及记呢也同样讲到了他们离开埃及的原因呢，就是好像 Simon 刚刚谈到，就是要侍奉神。
And actually in the chapter 3, and that is that they would be going into to worship the God.
那你有没有不知道你有没有听到，就是呢你会发觉呢，英文的翻译呢跟我们中文的翻译呢是有一点点的分别的。
And if you notice that actually there is some slight difference between the Chinese and English translation.
第三章里面呢，我们中文的翻译呢是侍奉神嘛，是不是？就是 serve 的意思。
In the Chinese version, in chapter 3, it actually has the meaning of serving God.
但是英文的翻译呢是敬拜神 worship.
But in English translation, is worshiping.
其实两个翻译都是对的。
And actually, both translations are correct.
因为在不单只在斯巴莱文呢，还有在希腊文里面呢，它敬拜跟侍奉呢，很多时候是同一个字。
And actually, in Hebrew or Greek, worship and also serving is actually the same word.
所以呢，这两个字呢是分不开来的，就是看你上下文的情形底下呢，看怎么翻译出来。
And these words, two words, are inseparable depending on the context of the sentence.
所以呢，当以色列人说耶和华是他们的神的时候呢，他的意思就是我们要侍奉敬拜耶和华。
So when the Israelites say that God, this Jehovah is their God, that means they would want to serve and worship Him.
所以呢，你可以从这个角度去了解了以色列人。当他们出埃及的时候呢，他们不是可以说不是真正的自由啊。So
you can see that when the people of Israel when they left Egypt, they're not 100% totally free.
他只是从本来他们是法老的一个奴仆，现在呢就是耶和华神的一个奴仆。So
they turn from a become under the sovereignty of Pharaoh to be under the sovereignty of God.
其实我们基督徒也是一样呢。The
same way, we are the same as Christians.
这个就是罗马书的第6章18节里面说。
And that is can be found in Romans chapter 6, verse 18.
你们自从罪里的释放，就做了义的奴仆。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
圣经讲到自由呢，不是一个无法无天的一个自由。
When the scripture talks about freedom, and that is not to say that you can do anything you want.
他是讲到了我们基督徒的有自由不犯罪。There
is a freedom not to commit sin.
我们还是一个义的奴仆。We
are actually slave of righteousness.
因为这个是我们理当去行的一个表现。And
this is because this is goes without saying. This is something that's of course.
我不知道讲到这里呢，你会不会觉得，哎呀，那么做基督徒没有什么吸引力了？I
don't know if you actually feel this way and say, okay, well, then maybe perhaps there's no attractiveness of being a Christian.
因为基督徒还是一个奴仆。Because
being a Christian, you become a slave.
你只是神的一个奴仆而已。You
just becoming a slave of God.
那当我希望你不要马上拒绝成为一个基督徒。I
hope that you don't reject being a Christian right away.
因为我想你先回答我一个问题。Because
I want you to first answer me this question.
我问你，人跟动物有什么分别？What
is the difference between man and animal?
我去年呢，曾经呢，在 Time Magazine 的网站上面看到这个很有趣的一个讨论。
Last year, I saw this interesting discussion on the Time Magazine website.
他又讲到中国人吃狗肉的一个问题。They
talk about the Chinese eating dog meat this problem.
那么这个文章的题目呢，就是吃狗肉有什么问题呢？
The title of this article is What's Wrong with Eating Dog Meat?
那么有趣的地方呢，就是这个文章讲完以后呢，你知道有很多。 人呢会把他的意见放在上面的嘛。
So once you actually read the article, you see that a lot of people respond by putting their opinion right below.
那么呢，有一个人呢，他就这样子解释。
So one person who explained to in the following.
他说为什么我们人呢会吃猪肉不吃狗肉呢？
Well, how come men, actually human beings, can eat actually pig's meat, pork, but not dog's meat?
你觉得为什么？
What do you think? What is your opinion?
他的解释就是因为猪笨，狗聪明，所以我们就吃这些笨的，不吃这些聪明的。So
the explanation is that pigs are dumb and dogs are smart, and therefore we actually can eat these dumb animals and not the smart ones.
那么呢，就有一个小学的老师呢，在他上面简直讲。
So there is actually one primary school teacher following that who would say the following.
他发觉了他班里面有一些学生呢，比狗更笨。他说，那么我怎么办呢？
The response was that there are some kids in my class who are actually dumber than the pig. What do I do?
那么他那。 所以呢，我希望你了解一个问题啊。
So I want to hope you, I want to recognize one thing.
人跟动物的分别呢，不是在一个程度上面的分别，是在一个种类上面的分别。我的意思，英文就是 the differences, not the difference in degree, but different in kind.
Between dog and animal and human being.
Okay.那这句话的意思呢，就是我们人呢跟动物是基本上不是一样的，不是一个情道上面的分别。
So in other words, we're not a human being and dog. It's not a matter of difference in degree, but a difference in kind.
那如果你相信你跟动物的分别只是一个程度上面的分别呢，那么问题就可能会减止发生了。
So if you actually believe between you and animal is a matter of degree, then you have a certain problem.
等一下我们呢教会完了以后呢，我们一起吃午饭。
After church, we will have lunch together.
那么现在 Mike 在我们前面走过了。
So actually, Mike will walk right in front of us.
那么我见到他 ，Mike 没问题啊，他这么聪明，一定不可以吃。
So we can see Mike is so smart, so he can actually eat.
我们不会吃 Michael 是不是？
我 will not eat Michael.
现在 Raymond 在我们前面走过了。
Then Raymond walked by in front of us.
这很惆怅的，因为他是这 borderline 啊，不知道怎么决定哦。
So perhaps he's borderline. We don't know how to decide.
现在朱牧师走过了。
So the actual pastor just walked by.
你要肯定可以吃啊，这个没问题。如果你看。人跟动物的分别，只是个程度上面的分别呢，我们就会有这样子的，就这样子的考虑。
So if the difference between human being and dog is a matter of degree, we would run into this sort of comparison.
但是我相信我们没有一个人会考虑吃人的，是不是
？So I hope that no, actually, of course, no one among us would actually consider eating human being.
因为我们从我们的良心知道，我们人跟动物就是不一样。
So from our conscience, we know that we are different from any kind of animal.
那么我问你，人跟动物有什么分别呢
？So may I ask you what is the difference between human being and animals?
就是我们人呢是一个天生的敬拜者。
So that is, human beings are actually born to be someone who worship.
每一个文化里面，无论是很古老的很落后的，到比方说好像西方文化美国这些先进的国家
regardless of what culture you are in whether it's western culture or more advanced ones or other ones
我们都有一个共同点
there is one common point
这是我们人会敬拜其他东西的
and that is a human being would worship other things
我们可能不同地方的人，他们敬拜的神不一样。
Perhaps different areas of the kind of God they worship is different.
但是我们内心里面就有这个动力，我们会拿一些东西出来拜。
So, but we have a human has a desire to want to worship.
但是在动物里面呢，你没有见到这件事情。
But have you seen that in any kind of animals?
你不会见到。一群猪，那么围着一个石头在拜。
You will never see that a whole bunch of pigs circling around the stone and be worshiping.
你也不会见到其他动物呢，拿一些祭物到一个树木面前去献祭。
You will never see some animals and bring up some sacrifice and worship in front of some trees.
但是我们人就会。
But man will do that.
所以呢，其实如果敬拜跟侍奉是同一个字的时候，我们每一个人就是你一定是就会服侍一个神的。
And if the word serving and also worshiping is the same, we would be also be work.
就是你一定会侍奉一个对象。
So you have an object of serving.
问题就是你的主人是谁了。
But the question is, who is your master?
如果你的主人呢，你敬拜的神好像法老一样呢
？So if your master like someone like Pharaoh,
那么你的生活就会很苦了，因为他不管你的。
So you will be have a life of suffering because he would actually totally controlling you.
但是我你所敬拜的、所服侍的是我们的神耶稣基督呢？
If the one you're serving and worshiping is our Lord Jesus Christ,
你知道耶稣基督为了你的缘故死在十字架上。
You know that actually God, because of you, he died on the cross.
所以呢，你就知道呢，你的生活不会苦了，因为他爱我。
So you know your life will not be suffering because you know he loves you.
所以问题不是在你能不能够成为一个自主的人，因为我已经讲了，我们每一个人天上呢，就是会敬拜侍奉一个东西的。
So the question is whether or not you can be someone who can decide on your own destiny because our life as we born is actually someone who worship.
所以呢，你一定会侍奉一个东西，问题就是你的主人。跟你的关系是怎么样
？So you'll be worship one something, but the question is, what is the relationship between the master and you?
我们要找一个爱我们的主人去侍奉。
So we want to find a master that would love us to serve.
这个就是圣经里面的神。
This is the God in the Bible.
当我们决定呢？耶和华是我们的神的时候呢
？So we decided Jehovah is our God.
那么我们就是愿意从黑暗里面，进到光明。
So that is we decided to want to go from the darkness into light.
我们也告诉世界呢，我们是愿意侍奉这位神。
So we also tell the world that we're willing to serve this God.
所以呢，耶和华是我们的神呢，对这个世界也有一个意思在背后的。
So when we say God of mine, would actually to this world have an fall, and then also some kind of other implication.
这个意思就是我们对这个世界算账了。
That is, we would say to the world, that we actually have to wrap up this bill.
No.就是 declare war, 就是 okay.
Okay, so we actually declare war to the world.
就是我们说我要脱离这个世界，进到神的管理底下。
So that is to say that we want to depart this world and be under the sovereignty of God.
所以你知道这个世界上面的王呢，不会很容易的，放你走了。
But you know that the king of this world is not going to let you off that easily.
因为他要打消你这个念头，他要你继续的服侍他。
So because he wants you to continue to serve him.
其实呢，这个就是你看，出埃及记的第五章，从第二节到十四节里面，你见到法老的反应了。
So you can see the response in the Exodus chapter 5, 2 to 14, the reaction from Pharaoh.
当摩西告诉法老说耶和华以色列人要领以色列人离开埃及，法老的反应就是我不认识耶和华，我也不听他的话。
So when the Pharaoh was told that the Israelites would be leaving, the Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? Let Israel go. I do not know the Lord. I will not let Israel go.
那么摩西就告诉他，如果你不放我们出去呢，神会通过瘟疫刀兵去攻击埃及的。
So when Moses told Pharaoh that if you don't let the people of Israel go, he will strike you with famine and also kind of disaster.
这个法老他也不管了，他不怕耶和华。
So Pharaoh did not care because he wasn't afraid of Jehovah.
法老的目的呢，就是要吓怕摩西跟亚伦。
So the goal of Pharaoh is to actually scare off Moses and Aaron.
他要他们相信呢，耶和华只是一个微不足道的一位神，就是很小，就是 God of nothing 啊。
So we actually want them to recognize that Jehovah is actually God of nothing.
所以呢，他要摩西，跟亚伦，你们回去担你们的担子。
So he told Moses, Aaron, you go back and carry your burden.
如果你还是不听话呢，法老呢，下一个方法呢，就是增加你们工作的压力。
So the next thing that Pharaoh did was actually increase the burden for their work.
他的目的呢，就要他们怀疑神的应许，就是觉得神的话是一个谎话。
So the goal, his goal is to ask, get the people of Israel to question God's, question God.
埃及人呢，其实呢，他们是做他们的钻头呢，必须要用草。
So the Egyptian, when they actually need to make brick, they need to straw.
这个草其实就是他们受割者他们的好像他们的麦子的时候呢，剩下来这一段的不能吃的这一段。
So the straw is really from when the with the wheat, they take out the wheat grains and actually the part that they cannot use anymore. This is what they use.
所以从前呢，他们是把泥土跟这些草放在一起，那么就做这个砖头。
So they would mix the straw and mud together to make these bricks.
所以呢，当法老说我不给他们用这段草的时候呢，那么他们去哪里找呢？
So if they are not given the straw, where would they go to find it?
就是剪纸啊，他们研究就是，他们收割的时候呢，从他们的根这一部分到还有一点点长出来的嘛，就是你割了上面拿你的麦子以后，你还有一段在从里头到上面的嘛。
So when they did some studies on it, and that is when you actually cut on the stalk, there is still stubble left on the ground.
所以这个就是圣经里面讲到它的穗秸的这部分了。他们就要去田里面呢去拔这一部分来做他们的砖头。
So this is what the scripture is talking about. Actually, the people in Israel have to go in the field and actually cut out these what's left of these stubble to use that to make straw.
所以呢，这个是一个很痛苦的。你花很多时间才收集到一点点去做你的砖头。
So this is a very painful and a laborious process because you have to spend a lot of time and work to find these stubbles for the bricks.
为什么法老要这样子做？
Why did Pharaoh want to do it this way?
他要他们去了解，就是如果你达不到我的要求呢，我就要你的命。
So he wanted them to realize that if you don't reach the goal, I want your life.
所以这个就是二十一节，这些以色列人的长老他说你把刀递在好像埃及人的手中，要杀我们的意思。
So this is what they're talking in verse 21st, and that actually is like you actually put the knife in the Pharaoh's hand to kill us.
其实呢，当我们承认耶和华是我们的神的时候，这个也是世界上的王对我们的反应。
In a way, when we recognize that Jehovah is our God, this is also how the world responds to us.
他希望呢，我们相信呢，我们的神是一个微不足道的一个神。
He also wants us because actually to want us to think that God is nobody.
他希望呢，我们怀疑神的应许。
He also wants us to doubt God's promise.
他希望我们以为呢，就是如果我们不听世界的王的话的时候呢，我们就没有命了。
So we want us to think that if we don't listen to the king of this world, that we would actually lose our life.
当我预备这个礼拜预备这篇讲道的时候呢，收到我们宣教士 Eric 送的一个email。
When I was preparing for the sermon, I received an email from our missionary Eric Casson.
他就告诉我们呢，他在台湾的一个同工叫双山，他呢有发现呢，他脑袋里面有一个肿瘤，现在流血。
So he told us about one of his co-workers in Taiwan, Sean. He actually discovered there's a tumor in his head and it's bleeding.
他这个同工呢，是 Eric 过去三年里面呢，训练的三个同工其中一个。
This is one of the three co-workers that Eric trained within the last few years.
所以呢，现在他的这个同工的情况很危险的，因为呢，医生怕如果他睡着以后呢，他就不会醒过来。
So this, his co-worker is in a very dire circumstances because the doctor is afraid that if actually he falls asleep, he will not wake up.
很多, 其实我们可能也经历, 就是当你决定要跟随神, 要侍奉神的时候, 反而你会遇到很多困难, 是, 你从前没有想过的。
So when we choose to serve God and follow Him, you will find that you encounter a lot of different difficult circumstances you have not seen before.
这个就是呢, 提摩太后书3章12节里面, 保罗说, 不但如此, 凡立志在基督耶稣里, 进前到日的, 也必要受逼迫。
And this is what is being talked about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. It said, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted.
因为世界的神呢,
because the king of this world is not going to let you go to serve God that easily.
所以我们遇到困难的时候,我们要怎么反应呢?
So how do we, should we respond when we encounter difficulties?
那你看以色列人的反应呢?
And let's take a look at how the Israelites respond.
15节里面呢,就讲到以色列人的长老呢,他去哀求这个法老。
So you can see in verse 15, the Israelites overseer went and appealed to Pharaoh.
我们知道呢, 他们剪纸的反应呢,是一个不对的一个反应。
And we know that this kind of reaction is incorrect.
因为法老不会顾及他们的。
And because the Pharaoh is not going to let them go that easily.
他们希望呢,跟他们理论, and, 告诉法老,你剪纸对我们呢,是不合理啊。
And they want to actually reason with Pharaoh and say, the way you treat us is not reasonable.
法老告诉他, 给他的答案是一个更凶的一个答案。
The response from Pharaoh is even more severe one.
所以如果你要侍奉神, 但是你回去求这个世界的王, 放过你啊, 给你一个, 好一点的喘气的机会, 其实这个是一个不可能的一个做法。
If you want to serve God, you want to actually go back to the ruler of this world to appeal to him, this is not the way to go.
那么弟兄姐妹,我们应该怎么做呢?
So brothers and sisters, what should we do?
其实我们要回到神面前。
What we need to do is come back in front of God.
我们去求神, 把我们的痛苦告诉神。
That we would actually appeal to God and actually let him know of our sufferings.
因为我们所信的神不是一个小神。
Because the God that we trust is not a small God.
我们所信的神是一个创造天地万物的主宰。
Because the God that we trust is a God who created heaven and earth.
圣经说他是自大的神。
The Bible tells us that he is a great God.
他所应许的,他必定成就。
Whatever he promised, he would accomplish.
他有这个能力把我们从黑暗里面领到光明。
He has the power to brought us from darkness to light.
我记得呢,从前, T4C 王传旺牧师的太太, Margaret,曾经, 跟我们分享, 一个例子。
And I recall that T4C, one of the pastors, the pastors, Joseph Wong's wife, explained to us this example.
他说,撒旦像什么呢?
And what does the devil looks like?
他就好像一条狗, 但是呢,他是给一条锁链锁住他的。
He's like a dog, but yet is chained down.
他可能呢,在我们面前呢,很大声的叫。
And this dog may be viciously barking in front of us.
甚至呢,你觉得呢,他好像要跑过来一样,把你吃掉一样。
So the point that actually you feel like he's going to come and attack you.
但是你要知道啊,他是一个给这个链子锁住的一条狗。
But you need to recognize this dog has been chained down by this chain.
如果我们站在主耶稣的恩典上面不动的时候呢,只是这条狗呢,不能对我们做什么事情。
But if we stand in God's grace and not to touch the dog, cannot do anything to us.
这个就是我们要做的事情,我们要站在主耶稣的恩典上面不动的时候呢,只是这条狗呢,不能对我们做什么事情。 站稳在耶稣基督的恩典上面。
And this is what we need to do. We need to stand firm in the grace of God.
当我们信靠神的应许的时候，我们就不怕这个世界的王对我们的攻击。
And this is when we actually trust in God's promise. We do not have to afraid what the rulers of this earth can do to us.
彼得前书五章十节说：“那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里造你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难以后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。”
In the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是我们的神。
Because you are God.
当我们剪指甲的时候，就是我们告诉这个世界，我们愿意离开黑暗。进入你的国里面。
When we say this, it's like we declare to this earth that we want to depart from darkness and into your kingdom.
我们希望侍奉你。
We want to serve you.
我们知道，当我们剪指甲的时候，撒旦会攻击我们。
We know that when we say this, that Satan will be attacking us.
我们会遇到困难。
We will encounter difficulties.
所以我们把我们的需要交托在神你的手里面。
And therefore, we want to lay down our needs in front of you.
求主保护你每一个儿女。
We ask that you will protect every single one of your sons and daughters.
我们也求神你纪念 Eric 的同工 Sean.
We also ask that you would be with Eric's co-worker Sean.
我们知道他这个疾病是很严重。
We know that this disease that he has, his illness he has, is very serious.
但是我们相信我们的神是一个大能的神。
We trust that our God is an all-powerful one.
你能够保护你的儿女。
That you would protect your children.
求主你赐他出人意外的平安。
We ask that you would give him peace that actually would be totally surprising to man.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.